Greetings, Creakers. It's craft fair weekend and things will be hopping at the hall as the RCCA puts on the 53rd annual Christmas craft fair. There will be jewelry, ceramics, weaving, chocolates, knitting and a whole lot of other great crafts to choose from. So forget about that Instant Pot, give Black Friday a miss and support our local craftspeople. Parking will be the usual nightmare, so how about walking, biking or carpooling? Hours are Friday 4 to 8 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I walked by the creek and all those splashing salmon from last week are now food for eagles and compost for the forest. I just hope that there was enough water for them to spawn first. We are still in the midst of a water crisis and it will take a lot more than the forecasted rain to make an appreciable difference, so please be mindful of your water usage. Keep your household water conservation tips coming. I am finding it possible to keep clean with a surprisingly small amount of water. While on the subject of climate, I would like to mention that this Friday, November 25th, Seth Klein will be speaking at St. Hilda's Church on mobilizing for the climate emergency. Seth is the author of A Good War and was the BC director for the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. He is an engaging speaker on this important topic. 7 p.m. free admission. The women in our community might be interested to know that Roberts Creek is one of the communities that has been chosen for cervix self-screening pilot project. This is a new way to screen for cervical cancer that can be done at home and does not involve a pap test. You can get details from your doctor or at www.screeningbc.ca/cervix-pilot. The other day I decided to look through some old family photo albums and came across an envelope of old photos with Santa from my childhood. These date from the 1950s and early 60s. My mother would gather us up and off we would go, down to Woodward's toy department to line up for the annual photo that was then sent off to my grandparents in England. Those were the days when children were dressed up and there I am with freshly permed hair, in a dress and crinoline with white ankle socks and little white cotton gloves. I sit looking calm and superior while at least one of my two younger brothers, short pants, ties and Clark's Oxfords, is pictured screaming blue murder while trying to slide off Santa's knee. On December 4th, the RCCA is sponsoring Santa in the Creek. In addition to photos with Santa, there will be cider, cocoa, crafts and a Christmas story time. So round up your children and grandchildren, dress them up and go to the hall to make some memories. Details will be on posters around the creek or on the RCCA website. Don't forget Georgia Fats at the Legion Friday night. 7:30 p.m. Yahoo! Finally a show that's not past my bedtime.